good, good, because I don't like standing in one place. Okay, well, I think we're going to get started. We might be missing one student, but we'll get started anyways. My name is James Forrest. I'm the new academic program director, which means anything you've heard about the program, which might not be great, is not my fault. And it also means things may be different than what you've heard about before. A little bit, not obviously not that much. So it's great to have everybody here. I mean, I'm sure you're thrilled to be in Waterloo. You probably never heard of Waterloo before you heard of Perimeter Institute. What's that?
When Napoleon got beat, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Actually, what you'll find is, and I came here when I came to Ontario, and what you find is that most of the cities here are just copied. It's kind of like Europe used up all the names, and then in North America we just had to use them again. And sometimes we change the names a little bit, but mostly we just use the same names. Now, of course, what you guys all have in common is that you're all here doing the same thing, and it's a very different kind of physics program. I'm not sure there are any like it. And so it's very unique. It's very intense. All the students before say it's a lot of fun, every single one of them, so I'm sure you'll have a lot of fun. But it's also very different. Not only because it's for a lot of people, it's different because you're coming to another country, but even if you're in this country already, it's very different than a lot of other programs, and also just the nature of it. So I'm just going to go through. I don't want to say a lot of things right now. We're going to have lots of opportunities to talk. We're going to update this calendar. We will see you fairly often. You'll have an opportunity to provide feedback, and we'll have an opportunity to listen to you, how it's going for you during the whole year. And at any time, you can always come and tell us how it's going, as long as it's good. No, you can come and tell us anything. Okay. What I want to really get to, well, obviously, of course, you're here because of, the great things you've heard about Perimeter Institute, and it is that cool, and every week you get emails about the visitor list, and it's just an amazing group of people that are coming in. I mean, it is overwhelming. I should mention right off the bat, I'm one of the only people in this room that isn't a theorist, okay? Through some sort of strange quirk of fate, I'm the only experimental soft condensed matter person at Perimeter. My lab is at the University of Waterloo, and this is my other full-time job. So if you come to me and you want to talk about theory, I'll just nod politely and pretend I know what you're talking about. And if you say a word that I do know, I'll actually lighten up and you can say, that I actually recognize that word. But like all of you, I mean, theory is a very attractive thing. And of course, when I went into experimental work, it was really just so I could get a job, not because that was what I really, really wanted to do. So there's a little bit about, first I'll talk a little bit about our program here, Perimeter Scholars International. Okay, so what's weird about it, you've all seen the website, I'm sure. I'm sure you've spent hours looking at the website. I'm sure you know more about the program than I do. I'm sure you've seen more of the websites than I have. What's different about this program is, of course, the way things are done. It's very intense. Lectures aren't three times a week for an hour a day. Lectures are every day, and then there's tutorials every day, and you don't really have a lot of digestion time. So it can be overwhelming. It is certainly very intense, and it is certainly very different. So it's one of the things that's really important then is, unlike at a regular course, if you're kind of not feeling like it one day, having a motivational lull, you can get away with it. It's very hard to get away with that here because the next day it's something new. it is really important to stay focused and keep going. But the different thing about this program is even though all of your courses are at Perimeter, and everything like Perimeter, we're bringing in a lot of really good people this year. I'm really excited about the lectures we've got. You actually, at the end of it, you're doing two things at once. You're doing this certificate, Perimeter's Scholars International Certificate, and you're also earning credits towards a master's degree at the University of Waterloo. And the reason for that is that for some people, I mean, you may want to do something with this. You might want to go on. You might want to do a PhD. And it actually helps to have something that's recognized from an accredited degree granting institution. So you're doing these two things at once. And what that means that's for you is that you're actually, you are students at the University of Waterloo. I think everybody here is registered at the University of Waterloo. And so they require some sort of communication, and you know, we help you with that. But you know, it's very strange because of all the Waterloo graduate students, you are the only ones that will rarely, maybe never, go there. You should go there. There's lots of services, and you know, we encourage you to go there. But you will be there a lot less than most. But you still have to do all the things that they want their students to do. And like any university, there's a lot of bureaucracy. All of the courses, another thing that's unique about the program is that all of your courses are pass-fail courses. Okay, so in the end, you'll get a transcript to University of Waterloo, and it'll have a bunch of courses on it, and it'll just say, hopefully pass, right? That's what you want to do. Or credit, non-credit is all it is. That doesn't mean, of course, that there's not assessment. There has to be assessment because somebody has to decide whether you get credit for the course. And so we have a method of doing assessment, and it just kind of belongs to us. And if you ask us for grades, we're not allowed to give them. We've been through the university with this a lot. They hate it if we do that. They get mad. And they really get mad. They yell at us, like real yelling. So you know, there is a method, and there is homework, and there is interviews for the core courses, and this will enable us to, you know, determine who gets credit for the courses. But as far as you're concerned, there are no numerics for you. Okay? We'll tell you very good or something, but there are no numerics for you. Oh, what do you mean well-defined?
Like, so, I mean, you know, like, is it kind of...
I can't tell you right now what it is. So if I said, okay, well, there's a number right now, and if you're below that, you fail, then I can't give you that number. But at the end of the course, and this always works out, I mean, as long as I've been teaching, it's very clear. And for the most part, I mean, look, you guys are 32 or 30, something like 32 of 390 or some so applicants that applied for the program. I don't expect, you know, this to be a problem. I mean, you're not here because you were in the bottom, right? So I don't expect this is going to be a problem. That's not a problem we want to have. So everybody's seen this. Well, everybody has one of these booklets. These are very cool. Camille and Debbie put these together, and they're awesome. And almost every information you need, you have is in here. It's important to know that there are different requirements for the two parts, two things you're fulfilling. So there is the master's degree, and that has one set of requirements, and then there's the Perimeter Scholars International Certificate, which has a different and more stringent set of requirements. So you can actually pass one and not the other. That happens from time to time. The requirements for Perimeter Scholars International are written here for you, and I'm sure you don't have to look at it. It'll still be there at the end. And one of the things about this program that's really important is the essay. The essay is a great opportunity to work with. I mean, because this is a coursework degree, it's not based on research, but the essay is your time to work with a faculty member, either at Perimeter or you know, it doesn't have to be at Perimeter. It can be somebody associated with Perimeter at a you know, neighboring university. Ontario has lots of universities within about an hour. And it you know, you're really going to get out of that what you put into it. And we've had some people do really, really good things. I watched a lot of the essay presentations last year. In order to get the best out of that experience, you really should start thinking about it yesterday, okay, or today. And that doesn't mean you should start working on it now, but it does mean you should have maybe an idea of the people you might be interested in talking to about it. And we've inserted lots of nice deadlines just to help you so you don't get too far behind. Because again, when you're doing these courses and they're very intense, it's easy to just say, well, I don't have to do this essay thing because there's no deadline. So to help you with that, we just put in a few deadlines. And then you can talk to people. And if you know, if you're having trouble making those decisions, you can come and talk to any of the fellows or myself, and you know, we can help introduce you to somebody. Everybody will eventually have a faculty mentor too, but that is separate from the essay. That doesn't mean you're supposed to work with them. It's just a faculty member that you can talk to. So what was the other thing I wanted to mention? Essay. And again, the expectations for the essay are spelled out here. Again, it doesn't matter. It'll still be here after we talk. Yeah?
Are we given a faculty member based on like our chosen kind of topic?
Approximately, yes. Yeah, approximately. And some faculty members will be much more wonderful than other faculty mentors. Some of them really enjoy the job, and other ones enjoy it less, but they still all enjoy it a lot. But if you have problems with it and you don't think, you know, come and tell us. We can't always, you know, meet your request, but if you have a concern, come and tell us anyways. You should always come and tell us. And then you have this schedule. This has all the courses. Also, in the calendar, one of the things that is not in here but will be on here is at the beginning of every session of courses on the Monday when there would be a tutorial, you're going to meet with myself and maybe Debbie or Camille and the fellows, whatever collection, and just tell us how things are going, okay? And this can be anything ranging from the courses, like I really like this course. It could be something about the food. I really love this food. Whatever, okay? Tell us about anything about the program. It's a very multi-dimensional program. We do a lot of things, you know, for you. And you know, there's the food, there's the accommodation. It's very intense. It's kind of like being in military camp, except with physics. And so then there's... Now, the most important thing and the last thing, or not the most important thing, the most important thing is just that you're here. But I do want to just set out from the very beginning, mention this list we have of guidelines and expectations. I know there's a lot of communication between different classes. Maybe you've talked to people from last year's class or the year before, and maybe they have certain interpretations of how things work. But again, because it's my first year now and I get to make the rules. I just want to make it clear that you shouldn't listen to what the students have told you last year or the year before or the year before that, because it may not have been true when they went through the program, and it may not be true now. The most important thing is that, you know, we have these lectures for you. We have tutorials. We will have these meetings. Every single thing we have should be viewed as mandatory. Again, because we don't have... You know, we don't have the ability to have a whole set of tests and detailed assignments, so we really do need to have interaction. It's not really fair to show up to, you know, two-thirds of the lectures, none of the tutorials, and expect that we can really get an understanding of how you're progressing. And PIs, you know, forking out tons of money, you know, show up. Okay, come to the tutorials, come to the lectures, come to any meetings that we have, okay? It's really important that you do that, and I don't think it's tons to ask, okay? if you can't come, because everybody gets sick. I mean, it happens. Let us know. They've invented this thing called email, and you could email Debbie. You can email me. I don't care. Just say, you know, hey, I really can't make it in, you know, and then we'll deal with it. And sometimes people get more sick, and it's hard if you're only doing a three-week course. If you're sick for 4 days, okay, that's harder to deal with. But let us know, and we'll find a way to deal with it. Just let us know. Just talk to us, okay? That's the most important thing. Keep talking to us. The other thing is, again, because this is so rushed, it's really important to stay on time. I know when in an undergraduate program, it's really easy to say, oh, yeah, but it, you know, I can't get this homework done. I'll just leave this. And you're always doing triage. I'll skip this, and I'll do this, and then I'll do this. It's really hard to do that. Don't let things get too far. And again, to help you, we've put in firmer deadline dates for your homework, okay? It's really important. Now again, if there's a problem, just come talk to us, okay? Nothing's really set in stone, and everybody wants, you know, what we want is everybody to succeed and everybody to have a great time and learn lots of stuff. If there's a problem, come and talk to us and we'll deal with it. But, you know, you should certainly try to do that. The other thing that's here is you'll get all these notices about seminars. It's unbelievable the amount of visitors we have and the quality of visitors we have. Go to as many seminars as you can, because that's one of the things that makes this different from just going to a university graduate program. Okay, there's a lot of visitors, a lot of very good talks. Go to as many as you can. Get something out of the experience. and then there's some other rules there. The coursework master's degree are listed in the UW calendar. It would be a good time, or it would be a good thing, to actually spend a little bit of time going through the graduate studies pages at the University of Waterloo webpage, so you have an idea of what that end expects of you. And also, though, again, because there are a lot of resources available for students, so you get your bus pass, which is kind of, you don't really, well, I guess it's good to have a bus pass, but there's intramural sports, there's clubs. I mean, I know you're here to do physics, it's very intense, you don't have a lot of time, but, you know, play on an intramural soccer team. Oh, football. Sorry for the Europeans here. Okay. Play on a team. Meet some other people. It's amazing. You meet people outside of physics, and they're really interesting. Okay. And it's really worthwhile spending some time meeting some of the other graduate students, taking part in some of those things on campus.
Is it mandatory for us to like play ice hockey or get into it?
Absolutely. And you have to go to Tim Hortons too, which is another Canadian's tradition. Hockey is absolutely mandatory. You must be able to name the last time the Toronto Maple Leafs won the Stanley Cup. Okay, that's really all I have to say. I could take a few questions, or maybe after, if I could take them after, or whatever. But if you have any questions, I'll be happy to take it right now. Very few questions? Okay. All right, so what's next on the agenda, Tipper?
So what I'll do is that I'll, as kind of a sample, I'll introduce myself first. So we want to keep it brief, because we want to have coffee. First, tell us your name, and then, you know, where are you from? And you know, that can have a very broad interpretation. And then one interesting fact about yourself. And once those who are here introduce themselves, I'll ask those who are joining us through WebEx to introduce themselves as well. So my name is Tibra Ali, and I'm originally from Bangladesh, but that was long ago. And I like rock climbing.
Hello, everybody. So I'm David Wisniak. I'm originally from the Czech Republic. I've been in England for some time and in Canada. And I like hiking and playing ice hockey.
My name is Ivy Brancic. I was born in Poland, but spent most of my life in Australia. I live in Toronto, so if any of you guys have questions about what to do in Toronto, feel free to ask me.
My name is Gam Xu. I'm original from China, and I grow tomatoes, and I have a flute.
Hi, my name is Denis Davidovich. Originally, I am from Russia, but my career was mainly in Canada. So graduate career and then postgraduate career. So I'm interested in condensed matter, and apart from this, I'm mainly interested in photography.
I'm Dan. I grew up in Michigan, in the United States, and I like the outdoors, canoeing, hiking.
Hello, everyone. My name is An Zhou, and I'm from Shanghai, China. But I spent my university time at Beijing, the Tsinghua University. I like to play chess, all kinds of chess, Chinese chess, and Japanese chess. So welcome to Pretest.
Hi, I'm Jesse. I'm from England, from London. And I like listening to violin and piano music.
Hi, I'm Shu Yuzhang. I'm from China, and I like reading and Japanese animation.
Hi, I'm Miroslav Rabčák, and I come from Czech Republic. And I play bass guitar, and actually 1 week before I came here, we were recording CD with our band, so I hope you all listen to it once.
Hi, I'm Sonali. I'm from India. I compose and sing, and I'm currently writing 3 books. Thank you.
Hi, I'm May. I'm from Singapore. I spent some time in the US, and I love astronomy and traveling, and I'm really glad to be here in Canada.
Hi, my name is Elizabeth. I'm from Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. And I really like hiking and playing volleyball.
Hello, my name is Marvin. I was born in Belgium, but I lived most of my life in Portugal. And I like swimming and listening to music.
Hi, I'm Daniel. I'm from Washington, D.C., and I want to learn guitar if anyone wants to help.
Hello, I'm Kale. I'm from Canada, and I enjoy playing soccer and ultimate frisbee.
Hi, my name is Morten. I'm from Denmark, studied at the Niels Bohr Institute, and I like playing piano and writing music, and then I think seals are cute.
Hello, I'm Lakshya from India, and I like to play all kinds of games, board games, card games, soccer, hockey. Okay. If you want to play, just you can meet me.
Hello, I'm Vasudev from India. I like playing football, and I like Japanese comics.
Hello, I'm Alex from Madrid in Spain. I like to play football, but I'm not very good with feet, so I play as a keeper.
Hi, I'm Mateo. I'm from San Francisco, California, and I like to play basketball, so hit me up.
Hi, I'm Shreya. I'm from India, and I like listening to all kinds of music.
Hi, I'm Barak from Israel, and I used to teach guitar actually for a lot of years.
I'm Nick from South Carolina, United States. I was a kindergarten teacher last year.
I'm Nathan from Nova Scotia, Canada, and I like running, but maybe I'll switch to football this year.
Hey, I'm Nadav from Israel, and I play violin and like climbing.
I'm John from Indiana in the US, and I like climbing too.
I'm Ben from Syracuse, New York, just about 4 hours from here. And I like cooking and spent all last year working as a cook. So I also bake things if you guys want cookies or bread or anything.
Hi, I'm Jose from Greece. Besides physics, I love most kinds of sports and outdoor activities, so if you organize anything, count me.
Hi, my name is David. I'm from Czech Republic, and I own a lot of custom-made bands.
My name's Tom. I was born in New Zealand, but I've spent most of my life in Australia, and I play chess as well, and I also drink a lot of beer.
Hello, my name is Ilan. I am from Brazil, but I did my undergraduate studies in the US, and I like theater.
Hi, I'm Lao Tian. I'm from Singapore. I like jogging.
Okay, so we have 2 more students, and I'll ask them to introduce themselves. So, Mariana. Can you hear us? Okay, can you introduce yourself to us? Awesome, thank you, Mariana. And we also have somebody from China. His name is, I don't want to butcher your name, so can you introduce yourself? Hope to see you soon too, Chihu. Okay, so I think this is the end of our morning session. So we'll all go for a coffee break and we'll meet back here at 10:30. Yeah, you have a coffee question?
Yeah, just with the coffee, because on the weekend, the main machine broke down, which is this really important question, right, guys?
Important.
So I was told by somebody else, because there's machine in the Black Hole Cafe. If the main machine's down, are we allowed to go and use that, or because it's like a...
What do you mean main machine?
The automatic machine just in the front foyer.
There's this machine inside, and then you go into the area.
Oh, I see. Yeah, you can go and use that.
You can go and use that? Okay, cool.
But, Amy will be here after the break.
Right.
And you can ask Amy to get permission from her. So,
okay, cool.
Are you saying you want to go behind the bar?
Yeah.
Sorry?
No, I couldn't hear you.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, guys, I already told you.
Sorry about this.
Are you wanting to go behind the counter?
Well, it's just the other one broke down.
Yeah, but I don't think
that
they're okay with
it. Okay, well,
you can ask Amy, and Amy will be able to.
But before we leave, I'll just want to say one last thing, which I told you already unofficially, but just repeat. Each of you will be assigned a fellow mentor, and you should be expecting an email from your fellow mentor very soon. So, yes?
All emails from Perimeter is going to go to our Perimeter account, yeah?
Yes, so the Perimeter address is the preferred address. So I'll see you guys back here at 10:30, okay?